listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop and, or shop, stop and shop at the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop. It's in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, the newly renovated, in the process of being that. And it's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Cleveland Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And joining us right now, as promised, from cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, she frequents this show. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, first of all, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Alex Mack and the latest that you know about his situation.
Well, the latest that I know is that actually today the two sides, Alex Mack and the Jaguars, are still in the process of hammering out the final details of that offer sheet. Before Alex goes ahead and signs that, they're still trying to hammer away at it and get it exactly the way that they all want it. And, of course, Jacksonville is trying to, you know, really work hard to make it be a deal that the Browns will not match. And, you know, and the agents are trying to help craft a deal like that that will be very, very difficult to match. So they're still tinkering with that right now. I would anticipate that if they get it the way they want it, that it could be signed by tomorrow. And at that point, then I think the Browns would probably match it, you know, maybe even right away. But at some point over the, you know, in the 5 days that they have, they will match the deal.
So you're confident they're going to match?
You know, I can't see any reason why they wouldn't match. You know, the way that I look at it is if Jacksonville can live with the deal, there really shouldn't be, in my mind, any reason why the Browns can't live with whatever deal that they come up with. The difference between Jacksonville and the Browns, of course, is the fact that the Browns have a lot of other players that they have to pay, and Jacksonville really doesn't have a lot of other guys they need to pay. So they can kind of overpay a center like this, whereas, you know, if the Browns overpay too many players, then, you know, you're going to run into a little bit of trouble here down the road. But, you know, I still think that, you know, he was in the budget, and he was in the budget at a big number, and I think that when all is said and done, that they probably would match the deal.
All right, let me just ask you one other thing that fascinates both Vic and I about this, and that is the infatuation, and maybe I'm overstating it, with Jacksonville. He seemed to be, or some of the reports say, he really does want to play in Jacksonville. Or is it just that Jacksonville gave him the deal, and if it was some other team, you just fill in the name of that team? So what is it? Where's his heart?
Well, I am not buying at all, and I have something posted on Cleveland.com about this. I'm not buying that he absolutely doesn't want to return to the Cleveland Browns and that he wants out and that he doesn't like it here. I mean, if you want to get a deal out of the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have to really believe that you want to go there. I'm not saying that he doesn't want to go to Jacksonville.
Right.
I'm just saying that I don't believe that he just wants the heck out of Cleveland and wants no part of the Cleveland Browns. I'm not buying that. I think that he'll be perfectly happy to return here and play out his contract. I do not think that he will sign the deal with Jacksonville with the idea in mind that he's not coming back here. He's got to know that the Browns have a very good chance of matching it. We heard Jimmy Haslam even pretty much say that the other night. So if he signs the deal, he knows there's a darn good chance he's going to be playing for the Cleveland Browns for a long time. And I think he would be fine with that.
Yeah.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, covers the Browns. Check out her great work there. Mary Kay, well, it's been reported, and I saw a piece that you had posted, I think earlier than the one you were just referencing, that had some information you gathered from sources, and also Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, put some numbers out there as well, that this is, we're hearing, of course, 5 years on the overall structure, but $9 million average per year and about $20 mil guaranteed in the first two, and that he'd get this out after year number two. Are you still comfortable with that being the structure based on all your reporting, or do you think in the course of this hammering out details through today, perhaps, that there could be significant change to that?
You know, I think there can be significant change to that, actually, because if the Jaguars think that the Browns are going to match their offer, they're going to go back to the drawing board and they're going to tweak it until they get it to the point where they think that they won't match it. So things could change. One of the things I think they were tinkering with a little bit was, you know, the void, which currently, you know, as of yesterday, was after the second year that, Alex Mack could walk away from the deal. Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't think paying, even if they paid him $20 million for 2 years, I mean, if you knew you were already going to have to pay him $8 million a year, going above and beyond that by a couple of million dollars, in my opinion, with all the money this team has wasted on bad players over the years, to overpay a good player a little bit so that you have stability at the position, I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world. But I think those are some of the things they're going to they're working on, you know, the guaranteed money, the money up front, and the voidable years.
So, Mary Kay, just in case that they – well, let's play the scenario. If they didn't match and they decided this is too rich for us or it's too risky for us, you would assume the Browns in some meetings would have had meetings that said, all right, if this deal is too big for us, too rich for us, and we don't match it, then we have to have another plan. And do you, what would that be in your estimation? Would it change their draft strategy? I mean, are we all sure that John Greco can play center?
No, we're not all sure that John Greco can play center. So they would have to add to the center pile somehow. Right. Now, there are no good centers available anymore in free agency. So they'd have to find another way to get a center. They say they have contingency plans. They might have to draft one, and they might have to draft one fairly high.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, they drafted Alex Mack, and he came in and started right away, and he's been really great ever since. So if they have to go out, and yes, it would impact their draft strategy, because somewhere, I would guess, by the third, you know, maybe at the very latest, the fourth round, you'd be wanting to draft a center, which is something that they were not going to have to worry about. Then you've got the John Greco factor, and then, you know, you'd have to look around at possible trades, and different things like that.
Remember that year, Mary Kay, that when LeCharles Bentley went down hurt on the first play of practice in training camp? Remember they had a center here every day?
Yes.
I think that's how we ended up with Hank Fraley, wasn't it?
Yes. So, you know, I mean, you need to have a good one. Yeah. You know, that's obvious. You need to have a really good center. You need a lot of that strength up the middle, and you want to have that. But and that's why I think they will go ahead and match. I really think that they would match the deal. It's very hard for me to imagine anything that would enable them to not match it. I think that they will go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I mean, where I am on this thing is what was reported or what has been reported up through today regarding what those numbers are. I get the feeling very matchable in my mind. Just it's easy for me to say. I'm not writing the check, but it does seem matchable. And then if it takes a dramatic shift, as you said, if the effort really is they're determined to make this unmatchable in as best way they can, then maybe, you know, I'll think about it again. I guess we need to see what these details are. And as you said, Mary Kay, it makes every bit of sense to stay at that drawing board until, you know, until they can put something out there that would be tough to match. But thank you so much for your time and for sharing the knowledge with us. And I'm sure we'll visit with you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
She is Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Coming up, we're going to have a conversation with one of the more respected national voices on the National Football League. He is Pat Kerwin. He was a former personnel man in the league, worked for the Jets, worked for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and is now an analyst for CBSSports.com and for SiriusXM NFL Radio. So we're going to have a chance to visit with him and get his Browns thoughts and other NFL thoughts. That's next on CBD. Jim Donovan, who is filling in for Nathan Zagura, and yours truly, Vic Carucci, here on ESPN 850 WKNR.